Chapter 11. A Close Call. Applejack scribbled in the journal so hard that her quill broke through the page. It seemed like the more she wrote, the worse she felt about her situation. But she still couldn't stop herself. It was just so good to vent. Twilight just came by the farm to see if she could help out. I was so busy trying to finish up that I didn't even want her help. I mean, look at how much all my other friends helped. Not at all. Anyway, Twilight tried to suggest something about asking the folks at Best of Equestria for an extension. She said she might be able to help make it happen on account of being a princess and all. Twilight never uses her royalty for special treatment, so the fact that she even mentioned it made me pretty steamed. Can't you see that if you win by special circumstances, then it's not really winning? I thought Twilight was better than... Suddenly, Applejack heard the sound of hoofsteps outside her door. AJ, a muffled voice called out. Are you up here? It was Twilight. Applejack looked around, frantic for somewhere to hide the journal. There was no way she'd want Twilight to see any of it, especially the last entry. She wouldn't want Twilight's feelings to be hurt. Yeah, Applejack called out. Just a second. She put the book under the covers, but it left an awkward square lump underneath. It was too suspicious. Can I come in? Twilight asked from outside the door. I just wanted to say... Applejack gave up and tossed the journal under her bed with all her other junk. She ran to the door and opened it before Twilight finished her sentence. That I'm sorry for suggesting an extension. I know how important schedules are to you and Sweet Apple Acres. Without them, you apples would probably have a very hard time running such a successful farm. Twilight smiled. Hey, have you been doing something academic in here? Like writing? Applejack froze. No, I mean, maybe. She raised a suspicious eyebrow. How did you know? Twilight knew a lot about magic, but this was a very freaky new talent. Your quill is on the bed, and it has fresh ink, Twilight shrugged. Were you writing in our journal? Yes, I was. Applejack said, I was writing in a journal. You work too hard, AJ. Twilight Sparkle put her arm around Applejack and led her out of the room. Why don't you come downstairs and eat? Granny Smith invited us all for dinner. Applejack felt a sudden pang of guilt. She had just written some stuff complaining about Twilight, and here she was being all kind and such. That sounds swell. Applejack replied, I'm so hungry I could eat a whole bushel of apples on my own. Well, luckily, I think you might just be in the right place for that, Twilight said. Applejack and Twilight looked at each other and laughed. It felt good, better than writing in any silly journal.